Blog Talk Radio.
Here live with Jane Valdez. Say hi.
Hi.
I know most of you probably know him already, and we're going to go over a few things that you may not know about him as of yet. If you don't know anything about him, then this should be a learning experience for you. We already have a caller on the line. Caller is 817-862-0521. Hi, caller. How are you doing?
What is up?
Hey, is this Case?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, Case. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing good.
That's awesome. We're going to get into some of these interview questions with Gene. I've got quite an extensive list here of what we're going to go over on this show. And then on later shows, we're going to try and go over, you know, individual aspects of these questions and some funny stories that he may have to tell, but for now I'm going to put you back on mute. That way we can go ahead, go over some of these questions. If you've got something you want to say, just shoot me a message and I'll take you off of mute real quick. But alrighty,
awesome,
let's go ahead and get this started. All right. So Gene, one of the first questions that I have on this list is, where are you from? Like what area were you born, things like that.
All right, well, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Do you want me to shoot, or do you want me to work?
I intend for this to be a shoot.
Okay.
I want this to be about you, not the gimmick you.
Okay, well, it all started Sunday morning. My mother and father were together at a pool hall that my father owned, and it was after closing hours, and this is the origins, I guess you can say, of the rabid wombat, because Wolverine's copyrighted. But anyway, my father closed the bar down and started knocking it out with my mom on a pool table after they had fucked around with a Ouija board being drunk. And me and my twin brother, who I don't really talk about a lot because he's dead, were conceived on a pool table. Being a sperm cell for the 6.5 months that I was very troubling because I had limited room. My twin brother at that point wanted to be an electrician, and I wanted to be a hunter because the next time the snake was going to come in there, I was going to kill it. Then I saw this big flash of white light, and yeah, I don't remember much after that until, you know, I was a baby. My father, if you don't know, was Canadian. My mother was Mexican. I can't really explain how they met in the middle. All I know is I have been deemed a border whore. I am a wet bacon, other things of that nature. I was born in Galveston, Texas, in a hospital called University of Texas. University of Texas Medical Branch. From there, I was a little bastard child. My twin brother was taken away from me by my father. Stayed with my mother and my brothers until one of my brothers decided he wanted to grow up and did a half-assed job of it. My other brother and I stayed with my mother. Was in Galveston the majority of my life. Traveled occasionally when we'd go to Mexico and things like that. I guess that's answering your question. I was actually born inside of a woman, like most people are.
Okay, smartass. We get you were born inside of a woman. Now, my next set of questions centers around your wrestling. When and where did you debut in professional wrestling?
Oh, wow. You want to go back that far?
Yes, I do.
All right, my next question to you.
You're shooting. You're not.
Oh, I'm going to shoot. But do you want me to shoot like me, or do you want me to shoot like Jim Cornette, where it's going to take me 45 minutes to explain a half-assed question?
Well, we still have a long list of questions, so just keep it simple, stupid.
Okay. Well, I was trained in Lamarck, Texas, and my training went from Lamarck, Texas to Bay Cliff, Texas. I was trained under Johnny Watts, and then from Johnny Watts, I went to a man named Jason Wimberly. Then from Jason Wimberly, I went to a man named his brothers, Jonathan and Curtis Delaney. From those two, I went to Bob Murphy. And then eventually I'd find my way to Tug and Jazz Taylor. All of these individuals taught me very differently. They taught me a lot of different styles. Johnny teaching me a little bit of everything with my basics. Jonathan and Curtis Delaney wanted to teach me, you know, submissions and how to be more of a tactician. Bob Murphy saw how big I was, because when I started, I was 15 years old, and I was damn near 400 pounds. So Bob didn't see what everybody else wanted me to be. They wanted me to be a wrestler. Bob Murphy was like, yeah, it's great, but it's not going to get over. You need to establish yourself as a big man. And I didn't see it that way, but I'm not going to disrespect a veteran and tell him, fuck you, that's not the path I want to take. So he taught me more of the power moves and presence of being a big man. When I got to Tug and Chaz, they saw everything that I had done and wanted to utilize, which one of these days I'll do a full-on 30-minute shoot on the words use and utilize. But that's for a different story, a different time. They wanted to utilize what I had already and see what they could train me with from there. I got my pro debut match in Texas City, Texas for a company called High Impact Wrestling, which, if we go back a little further, I did a body slam challenge during my training with the same company under a different umbrella. They were known as Texas New Age Wrestling, both owned by the same two people, Bruce and Jason Wimberly. I had body slammed a very large man by the name of Rasta Savage, which Joe has passed away since then. When I finally got into HIW, I was wrestling under my name, which was what I wanted. That's how I wanted to be known. And it was getting over, but I wanted a different direction. I wanted a heel gimmick. I had already done the face thing for a little bit. And then I reestablished myself and re-debuted in the same company in October of the same year under the name Dark Clown.
Okay.
So I guess that pretty much just gave you the whole origins of training and debuting.
Training and debuting, yes. Okay, and I know you're currently working on quite a few hobbies that you have, different things that you're doing locally, things like that. Do you want to go over a few of your hobbies with everybody?
I can. Now, I have ask you a question. Do you want me to go into any kind of detail, or you just want me to keep it really short?
Let's keep it general this go around. We'll go into more detail on your hobbies in later.
Well, let's see. The hobbies, if you want to do it like that, hobbies could take 15, 20 minutes as it is. But I'll try to keep the list very narrow.
Things that you're actively working on.
Actively working on. I've kind of gotten a passion to start doing custom action figures. If this sounds stupid to anybody, I don't care. I use wrestling action figures to get inspiration on moves, storylines, things of that nature. And if I'm entertained, then I'm pretty sure I can get other people invested to be entertained. I paint and make my own custom miniatures for board games, role-playing games, war games, things of that nature. I paint. I make my own custom games. I've made my hand at a card game, done role-playing games. I've done war games. I've even tried to do digital games on the computer. Not very good at that, but it's a work in progress. I write novels. I'm a half-ass cook.
No, you're not. You're
a good cook.
Well, this is supposed to be my story. Let me tell it.
Yeah.
I'm an asshole. That's one of my favorite hobbies is being an asshole, being an argumentative asshole. I love to argue. I love to make sure that people know that I'm right and they are wrong. Even if I am wrong, I have not lost a fight. I have learned, because my mom always told me, no matter whether you think there is a winner or a loser, there is only a winner, because even when you lose, you have learned something, therefore you are a winner. I have a hobby of smoking cigarettes and disobeying doctor's orders, apparently.
Yeah, we'll get into that a little bit later in the show. You said you write books. When is your newest book set to come out?
As far as my role-playing stuff, I haven't really worked on anything like that. I've been kind of letting you do your thing, your role-playing stuff. I have two novels coming out, and they were supposed to be set for December, but they're going to be coming out January 12th and then January 27th. They're continuations of the first novel I had published. It was called Never Laugh. The next two will be coming out, and they're continuations of those stories. I had another novel I was working on, but life decided to throw a curveball, and life sucks. And when you're broke, you have to pawn your laptop to get food and cigarettes. So currently I'm writing this book in my head called Gene Needs His Shit Back. And it stars me on how I'm going to rob a pawn shop in the next 2 days with the help of Carmen, my hammer.
Okay. And you've already pretty much answered what my next question, what was going on with your games. You've kind of got all that on hold. What activities are you participating in locally at the time?
Right now, locally, I'm an asshole. No.
Well, we know this. You're quite obvious about that.
In all seriousness, in town, as far as Paris goes, I just did the Haunted Theater with one of the wrestlers. Bedlam participates with a lot of the haunted stuff that goes on in town for the month of October. We just got done doing the Haunted Theater. There's nothing really in town that's coming up that I'm invested in during the Halloween months. I usually help out since, you know, Halloween's my favorite thing. Now, if we want to talk further ventures in Cooper, I help one of the wrestling promotions out there, Texas Independent Pro Wrestling. I've been helping them. As a matter of fact, shameless plug, Bam Bam Richardson. They have a show November 12th. Where I, the commissioner, will be doing my commissioner thing, which is laying down the law the best I can while, you know, helping my guy, while beating someone's ass and helping other people win that I'd feel deserve need to win. And apparently their board of directors has put me in a match against a mystery opponent. And at the time that this was booked, I was not medically cleared. And I'd like to make that known. At that time, I was not medically cleared, and as of when we left the hospital today, I should not be medically cleared, but life always throws a curveball, even at the best of people.
All right, well, before we move on to our next caller, or our next question, we have another caller. 903-900, you are on the air. Who am I talking to?
This is Big Shane Matt calling you from the bathroom.
Oh, Lord, you would have to do this. Call in from the bathroom. All right, well, I'm going to do to you the same thing I kind of did to Kay. I'm going to have you listening in.
All the crazy is mercy.
Hey, well, do you have a question that you would like to ask Gene Valdez?
Yes, yes, yes. I understand you had a very important moment today. It was right across the way, and I regret that I wasn't able to be there for it, but hey, how'd it go?
So you're asking how did my appointment go today?
Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
All right, well, we're going to put you on mute so I can explain this. I went to the doctor today to go find out about my catheter, and as everybody knows, I have been on this hunt and on this personal quest that was going to cost me 300 experience and the loss of Cat, my beautiful catheter. Well, the doctor I had to see today was the same doctor that almost killed me a month ago when I was released from Plano. His name's Dr. Dwyer. He is a Parish Regional Medical Center.
He's a prick.
He is a prick, and like I reiterate, he tried to kill me when I first got home by taking the catheter out preemptively and I wind up urinating through my wound. Well, today, without checking me, he was going to simply remove the catheter and put a new catheter in. Well, after speaking to the nurse and me and the nurse having a heart-to-heart, me finding out that she has a six-year-old son with cancer, she removed the catheter and went to go get medical supplies. And so she would not get in trouble, I left. I feel confident that I am ready. I already know it's going to burn when I pee because I just had a two-month catheter issue. So I'm ready. That's exactly what happened today, is the catheter is gone. And I'm ready.
All right. Does that answer your question, 903-900?
Very good, very good. Good luck on your endeavors.
All right. I'm going to put you back on mute, and I am going to go over to Case Time. Case, do you have a question you would like to ask Gene?
My wife's by One Direction.
I don't really have a question. I mean, I always pick his brain all the time, so I don't have one. I pretty much really know almost all the answers here.
All right. Well, that is certainly all right. Well, we're going to go ahead and put you back on mute and move on to the next question.
You know, if I was a caller, I would hate that mute button. Just throwing that out there.
I would hate that mute button, too. But I enjoy employing that mute button.
I did hate that mute button.
Now, moving on to our next question, what are your aspirations professionally moving forward?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a really good question. I'm open for bookings as of right now. So if any promoters are listening, my phone number is 903-495-0149, and the hotline is open, so promoters start calling and start booking your all-American slash Canadian slash Mexican asshole for all of your ass-whooping needs. I'm going to start writing some more role-playing books. I'm going to start painting miniatures and getting custom figures made. I plan on spending a lot of people's money for merch. That way I can give them back more money, and I'm going to keep my money but give them back every penny they spend on me. I plan on playing Mortal Kombat XL later. That is another future endeavor. And no, we're not going live at no Mortal Kombat XL. I don't want to sit on the controller all day long showing how crappy I'll play.
You know what? Bite me.
In all seriousness, I've been waiting for this moment to get this calf out because I was a nervous and miserable wreck sitting in this nice Lazy Boy recliner bought by Elizabeth and Brianna and playing on this PS4, which these are all cool things. I haven't had this much downtime in a while, and I should have appreciated it. And as much as I do, I got to say, goddamn, I have an extended family out there that I'd love to put my arms around and gargoyle suplex because there's a lot of them that need it and a lot of them that probably deserve it. So my future endeavors is to go back to work, but I'm not going to have as much stress this time. I'm not going to let people mistreat me, misuse me, and I'm not going to stress over fucking spilt milk. What I intend to do is I'm going to go back to the way I should have been, but not the way I was treating myself. I'm going to take it one day at a time, not 3 weeks in advance. I'm going to do what's best for my health, but at the same time, I'm going to break my own back to prove that I'm still the man, I'm still the beast, and I can still, to steal a line from some rebel guy, break necks, cash checks. I feel I've got one more good run in me, maybe two or three, maybe even four or five. And I plan on exploiting those, and I plan on doing the best I can at everything I've ever done.
Okay, and let's go back a little bit. You know, we're talking about what you're currently planning on doing. Where did you go to school? Where did you go to high school? Where did you go to college? Things like that.
Oh, so you want me to go back into horrible days of my life. You're an ass.
I want you to tell us where you went, where you attended. You don't have to go into a lot of detail, especially if it's horrible.
You got this one.
Well, you see, it all started at Burnett Elementary School. I was a little kid, and I was a badass. I was smart in school, but then again, I'd go outside and smoke cigarettes. Then I got to Stephen F. Austin Intermediate School, where I shit myself to make a point because I had to go to the bathroom, and they wouldn't let me, so I pooed all over myself.
Hey, that worked.
Then I got to the place called Wise Middle School, which I know there's a kid in town whose last name was spelled Wise, but it's not that.
Y's was spelled all fucked up. It was spelled like you spell we is, and that still spells Y's. It's stupid. It's Galveston, folks. Then I went to Ball High School, where I would set things on fire and I beat people's ass, but I was still pretty good. I got on the football team, and I was already wrestling by this point. Then I went to Galveston College. I abused the 2 free years Ball High gave me for graduating. There I took culinary arts and got a degree in culinary arts. Then I went to ITT Tech and got a degree in graphics design. Then I traveled all the way to Corpus Christi because I thought that was something good to do. And I went to Del Mar Community College, where I would start criminal justice into criminal psychology. Then I started taking schools online, Del Mar Online. Sorry, dick pain. Still got those. Hold on, I'm having to read this. Okay. I'm glad you did flush the toilet. I mean, mute the flush, the whatever.
Mute the flushing of the toilet. Gotcha.
Yeah, whatever. I went to it was a college out of New York to do more criminal psychology, and then I took college classes abroad via the internet to finish out and get a master's degree in criminal psychology. I have all kinds of degrees for many different things that I never got to use in life, and most of them I probably never would use in life, but I just wanted to show that I was smart and say I could do it. My family called me an overachiever. I thought I was underachieving, only getting, you know, at some bachelor's, some associates, but I did acquire a master's degree. So, I mean, I wanted to rub it in people's faces that I was smart, and I got to do that.
I can see that. Okay, well, going back to something more current, what are your personal aspirations for the coming year? What do you plan to do in the coming year?
For 2017, and my main goal is to not die. That's
the goal.
That's the opening goal. As far as if we want to break it down, I want to at least hammer out 2 new role-playing books, 2 new war game books. I want to be able to complete at least 2 or 3 series of custom action figures, maybe get some custom miniatures knocked out. I have a long list of people I want to wrestle and intend to pay money to wrestle. I want to have my teeth knocked down my throat by Ray Rowe. I want to have my arm broken by Pentagon Jr. And I want to show that there still is one quality king in Texas. And I want to face Sir Mo. And I want that to be in the near future, not the far distant future. I would like that to be one of the first things when I step into 2017, I'm stepping in there with Sir Mo. He was an inspiration when I got sick. He was messaging me quite often, trying to give me some words of encouragement. There were a lot of people that did. But we're talking, these were late nights making my phone go dead, trying to make me realize that, you know, I should still fight. And everybody wanted me to fight, and I thank everybody. But in appreciating everything Sir Mo did, it made me realize that I have to give something back, and I think maybe beating his ass a little bit might be what I need to give him back. And it would be nothing out of respect. I love Sir Mo. Bobby is a great guy. There's a lot of indie guys I'd like to work next year. There's a lot of indie guys I'd like to retire next year, and I'm going to do all of that. When I put my mind to something, if I don't get it done right away, I get it done the next day. And that's how my philosophy was all of my life. I'm not going to change that philosophy now. If I can't get it done right away, I get it done the next day.
Okay. Well, what are your plans for the coming up holiday months? Do you intend to take bookings still through the holiday months?
As far as the holidays go, I am open for bookings at your home. If you are cooking, I am eating.
That is definitely you.
But to make sure they're tacos.
No, they don't have to be tacos. Turkey, I'll bring my own tortillas. We can have turkey tacos. And if anybody's making tamales here, Pamela Record,
no.
Oh, fuck that. I only know her as one thing. She's a broken record just like you.
sit and rotate.
I don't want to. I just got one thing pulled out of a hole. I don't need to put anything in my other hole. By the way, if you're a guy out there and you've ever wanted to know what fingering a man pussy is like, it is amazing. Anyways.
I thought you said it was awkward.
I lied.
Obvious.
How many times have you done it?
Are you wanting to know how many times I pleasured my wound? 13. Okay.
13, huh? Very oddly as another one.
Hey, and one of them was on Friday. Ow, ow. to answer your question, if there are shows booked around the holiday season, a lot of them are for, like, the Toys for Tots or Toy Runs or people that are having
canned food drives.
If people are booking shows around the Thanksgiving holidays, I want to be a part of those shows. Not to soothe the fact that I want to wrestle. It's... I want to put my name out there as someone that's doing something positive. And a lot of the promotions that do things around the holidays do a lot of positive things. They have a positive message behind their show. So, yeah, I'd like to be a part of any holiday things. And if you're cooking and you just so happen to want to invite just me, the girls can eat here.
Hey, now.
I am always hungry. Feed me corn. And that's just how it is. That was a shitty kick, by the way.
All right, well, we got about 4 minutes left in the show, so we may go into after call with these next two questions because these are probably going to be a little bit long-winded answers. What is your favorite match of all time that you participated in?
Why would you go there?
I have to. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, then I actually told the story last night.
Okay.
And because I got such a good response from y'all, I like to tell it. And once again, the man I'm about to speak on is dead. We had started doing things, and I had invited the Power Team to come check our show out. And if you don't know what the Power Team is, it's a group of power lifters who rip phone books in half, roll skillets and things like that, and they have a positive message about God at the end of their thing. They bend bars. And well, they had came to check me out, and I was wrestling Rasta Savage, or at the time he was the Rasta Beast. And they had asked me to do a body slam spot with him. Well, the body slam wind up going into a scoop slam. And if anybody knows what a scoop slam is, you wind up throwing him over your shoulder. While I had him on one shoulder and the other arm was guiding his neck down. In the industry, I like to protect people. Not a lot of people do that nowadays, but it is what it is. I get him over, and I decided, you know, in mid-rotation, oh, it'd be really great to hit Emerald Flosion. So I land right beside him. And his stomach, God rest this big man's soul, because he died very skinny. He had lost a lot of weight. Now, granted, you know, illness and things like that will do that to you, but nonetheless, man was 782 pounds, I believe it was. My arms draped across him to make sure I guided his body over. And his stomach turned into a roaring ocean of gigantic black man. And my fist was closed, which... In the industry, they tell you when you're going to get up, close your fist, that way a ref doesn't step on your hand and you don't have some miscalculations. Well, I totally miscalculated this, and as his ocean of a stomach came roaring up towards me, my arm shot off of his stomach and punched me square in the face with my own fist. I knocked myself stupid. I didn't knock myself out. I knocked myself. We got 90 seconds, so I'm going to try to wrap this up so everybody hears this. And I'm trying to tell the ref to let him stay down so I can get my bearings, and it came out, he mean no me. Well, I get to the back. I'm cutting this really short. I get to the back, and my trainer's looking at me, me. I sounded like fucking Beaker from the Muppet Babies. But that was probably one of my most enjoyable matches.
Okay, and on this last question, if we do go into after call, you all are more than welcome to either stay on the line in your case, or you can listen to the replay of the show at a later time, and it should actually allow you to hear what goes on in after call. But the final question that we have for you today would be, if you could wrestle anyone currently active in the sport of professional wrestling, who would it be? And you kind of touched on that earlier, but I want you to kind of just pick and choose if you could wrestle somebody.
The top guy on my list right now in the business currently is Shinsuke Nakamura, because I'd like to have my teeth knocked out so I can get false ones.
Okay, that's definitely one way to put it. And ironically enough, it was his music we used to open the show. So, all right, Case Time, thank you for calling in. We are going to go from here, we're going to go ahead and end the episode once we say goodbye to everybody, because we got about 10 seconds. So thank you very much, Case, for calling in. Thank you, Cedric, for calling in from the bathroom. Wookie for attending part of the show, and the brat child that nobody mentioned back here in the back. Thank you for attending this show, and we are going to try to do one next week. Feel free to go live next week, and we will talk to you later.